David, perhaps you could tell us a bit about the 5,000 Mice Dance this weekend and what it involves.
Well, we've got an art installation at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at South Bank Centre. It all came about after a quote from Sebastian Coe about having 5,000 Mice dancers at the opening of the 2012 Olympics. He was being sarcastic, indicating that that would be a bit of a laughable event. So we thought we'll try and prove that that could actually look good and could be alternative and could be very sexy and very different, and the Mice dancer should be kind of recast as a bit of an outsider and a bit of a cult figure, and that people should maybe approach it from a different direction and see him in a new light.
And you've got events here at the South Bank Centre from Friday to Sunday, but what will people see on the streets of London today?
On the streets of London today, hopefully they will see and be able to interact with cardboard life-size cutouts of Mice dancers. Again, not your normal Mice dancer. Maybe, hopefully, people come at it from a different direction and interact with it in a different way.
And how did you come to be involved with this?
Well, I am a pop artist, and I do a lot of work to do with kind of folk music and folklore and folk icons, and the Mice dancer and Mice dancing is just kind of a general kind of part of that and a bit of a spin-off, and that's kind of where it came from.
And there are lots of things in the Purcell Room, the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and in other parts of the South Bank Centre. But tell us about what's happening on the Riverside on Saturday afternoon.
There'll be actual Mice teams dancing. Some of the best teams in the country are going to be coming along and dancing to show people that Mice dancing is not laughable, overweight men in a pub car park on a Sunday morning. That it's young, energetic, exciting, physical, really good kind of spectator event.